Sadhana. When you realize that all your material achievements are of value only in comparison with those who do not have them, this is joy that springs from another's deprivation. Can you really call this joy? Isn't it actually a kind of sickness? It is time everyone addressed this. If you were alone on this planet, what would you want for yourself? Ask yourself this question and see where it takes you. Try this. Sit alone for 5 minutes and see what your life would be like if you were absolutely alone in this world. If there were nobody or nothing to compare yourself with, what would you truly long for? What would really matter to you if there were no external appreciation or critique? If you do this every day, you will become aligned with the longings of the life that you are, rather than the accumulated karmic mess that you believe you are.
The mechanics of life. Fundamentally, kriya means internal action. An internal action is one that does not involve either the body or the mind or the physical dimensions of energy. As we have established earlier, the body and the mind are yours, but still external to you. You have gathered both from the outside. The body is an accumulation of food and the mind an accumulation of impressions. Even the imprints upon the energy body are an accumulation of the impressions of the 5 senses. When you have the ability to perform action with the non-physical aspect of your energy, then it is termed a kriya. All this may sound somewhat esoteric, but only if you are inducted by someone who has mastery over the realms of energy will it become possible for you to practice kriya. If your actions find outward expression involving body, mind, and the physical dimensions of energy, this is karma. If you turn inward and perform an action beyond all dimensions of physicality, that is kriya. Karma is the process of binding you. Kriya is the process of liberating you. Most significant aspect of yoga is always to perform action beyond the physical dimensions of energy. Among the 4 dimensions of physicality, you are most conscious of the bodily actions, less of the mental, much less of the emotional, and negligibly of the energetic. The moment you learn to perform action with the non-physical aspect of your life energy, you suddenly move to a new level of freedom within and outside of yourself. How do you access the non-physical aspect of your life energy? The yogic practices, which involve postures, breath, attitudes of mind, and energy activation, are all essentially oriented toward aligning the 3 layers of the body, the physical, the mental, and the energetic body. It is only in aligning them that you find access to dimensions beyond physical, to the fundamental life energy itself. I have seen any number of people who start doing a simple kriya and suddenly become so creative that they are able to achieve things that they never imagined possible in their lives. This is simply because they loosened their karmic foundations a little. They shook up their life energies for a change instead of being entangled with their physical processes of body, mind, and energy. This is something every human being can learn to do. Kriya Yoga is a very powerful way to walk the spiritual path, but at the same time, it is tremendously demanding. For most modern urban people who are unaccustomed to using their body in its full versatility, Kriya Yoga could seem arduous and inhuman. This is because Kriyas are elaborate and involve a great deal of discipline, focus, and exactitude. Most people do not have the body, the attitude, or the stability of emotion for this yoga path, primarily because they are used to living, right from their childhood, in perpetual state of comfort. Being used to a level of physical comfort is not a problem, but being in constant quest of comfort, this is a great problem. That kind of attitude and emotion is unsuitable for the path of Kriya Yoga. Also, Kriya Yoga cannot be done with people who talk freedom all the time. It is not for people who keep asking, "Why am I not free to eat my ice cream? Why can't I wake up whenever I feel like it? Why can't I eat, drink, and have sex with whoever, whenever I feel like?" If you take the path of Kriya, a certain fundamental discipline has to be brought into all physical, psychological, and emotional processes. If you want to hit the peak of your consciousness, this discipline is essential. You cannot be partying till early morning and attempt to scale Mount Everest tomorrow. The same logic holds true here. When you are given a certain Kriya Yoga regimen, you have to follow it. You may understand the need for the discipline as you go along, but it can never be fully explained. And if it has to be explained, the essence of Kriya will be lost. This is because Kriya is a tool to transcend the framework of logic and experience in order to access those non-physical dimensions that are considered spiritual or mystical. If I want to teach you Kriyas just as practices, it would be simple to put them in a book form which you could learn and memorize them. But for the Kriya to be a live process, to be imprinted in your system in a certain way, it needs a certain discipline, dedication, and receptivity. When you walk a completely new terrain, if there is no trust in the one who guides you, then the journey becomes unnecessarily long and difficult. Generally, on the path of Kriya, most gurus make the disciples wait. Traditionally, when students went to a guru to learn Kriya Yoga, they might well have been told to sweep the floor for a year, then wash the dishes for another. If their trust still did not waver, then the guru might consider initiating them into the Kriyas. There is a reason for this. Once you empower people in a particular way that makes the system vibrant beyond normal standards, they can cause great damage to themselves if their attitudes and emotions are not as they should be. But in today's world, to get that kind of time with people, to arrive at that kind of trust, then imprint these Kriyas is difficult. It is not impossible, but the chances are becoming remote. I spent 21 years of my life transforming a powerful Kriya, the Shambhavi Mahamudra, in order that it might be taught to large numbers of people in today's world. Certain aspects that could empower people either to harm themselves or others or influence the elements around them have been firewalled, so only the physical, psychological, and spiritual benefits remain. For those 2 decades, I deliberately stayed away from all forms of public outreach because my entire focus was primarily on recrafting the Kriya to ensure that it could be widely imparted without any adverse effects. Kriya Yoga is a full-fledged path, is important only for those interested in exploring mystical dimensions. If your concern is only well-being, or if you are just seeking realization, Kriyas can be used in a small way. But Kriya Yoga as an exclusive path is not necessary because it requires too much application. If you follow the path of Kriya very intensely without guidance, it may take a few lifetimes to bear fruit. If you have someone to actively guide the process, Kriya can be most powerful and magnificent way to explore the inner nature and mystical phenomena. Otherwise, Kriya is somewhat roundabout route. What you are seeking on this path is not just well-being, blissfulness or realization. Instead, you want to know the very mechanics of life-making. You want to know the engineering of life. That is why it is much longer process. People on the Kriya path have a completely different kind of presence about them because of the mastery over their energies. They can dismantle life and put it back together. If you are pursuing the path of Jnana, for example, your intellect could become razor sharp, but there is still very little you can do with your energies. Similarly, on the path of bhakti or devotion, there is nothing much you can do with your energies, nor do you care, because the intense sweetness of your emotions is all that matters. You only want to dissolve into the object of your devotion. If you are on the path of karma, you can do many things in the external world, but you can do little with yourself. Kriya yogis, on the other hand, can do whatever they wish with their inner world and achieve a great deal in the outer world as well.